He came from another planet to bring the funk. So put on your earbuds and get in your bunk. It's Cast Today, it's here to stay. Don't act like a punk. It's Cast Today, come sail away. And now let's get crunk.
Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters! Matt Peters!
Hello, folks, and welcome to Cast Today for June 28th. It's Tuesday. That means it's for Snackulous Tuesday. That's right. I got Dolores Peters here with me. Why do I say her last name like y'all don't know? It's okay.
It's a great question.
Hi, D.
Hi.
So we're going to change it up a little bit today. You are off the hook. You don't have to sample any Resnaculous treats with me today.
Yay!
In fact, this is a unique episode because it's going to be ordered in reverse. So you're going back in time as you listen to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So first is, of course, the intro segment, which we're in now.
Yes.
And after that, you're going to hear my thoughts on the new Mac and Cheetos from Burger King.
Lord.
Like, these just came out this week, and they just came to Chicago like a couple days ago. So it's, you know, this is hot off the presses.
Mm.
And I'm joined by John Craig and Aaron J. Amendola.
Mm-hmm.
Who are going to be at the Geek Show tomorrow night. You know, this is Versus Universe, Geek Show.
Yeah.
It's going to be Harry Potter themed. It's going to be awesome. So hopefully you guys got tickets so you can come join us. Last but not least, one of my favorite people, Steve Furkow. He has an amazing story. I think you guys are really going to love it. And, you know, just kind of sticking with this week's theme, we've been talking about charity and good causes and stuff like that. Steve is definitely a magnanimous person. And someone who I think a lot of us strive to be like. I didn't really say any of this in front of him because I didn't want to embarrass him too much. But
aww.
I really look up to Steve for his charitable work and just his way of expressing appreciation for his life and just living his life to the fullest. So
yeah.
He's a really cool guy. So I think you guys are going to love him too. Yeah, so that's going to be the show. This is the last for Snackulous Tuesday.
Aww.
Of Cast Today. So, Dee, I gotta ask you, of all the things that we tried, what was your favorite?
Hands down, those blueberry pie Oreos were dangerous. They were the devil. But, dang it, if the devil wasn't delicious!
Yes.
Like, that was really ridiculously good. Did not anticipate it to be as good.
Resnaculously good.
Yes, to the point where Matt got them out of the house.
Speaking of Steve Furkow, he enjoyed them as well, and he wanted me to tell you thank you on his behalf.
He took them away from me.
You know, I do apologize for that, and you've been a good sport all month long.
I have.
You have. You've dealt with some horrendous stuff, and that was the shining beacon of the Resnaculous festivities. So, as a thank you for playing along.
There's rummaging. Get the hell out of here. He bought me some blueberry pie Oreos.
I know you were.
Oh, that's funny.
I know you were a little disappointed that I took those to work. You didn't care about the Pop-Tarts leaving the house at all, but.
No, not in the least bit. Not at all.
We're going to enjoy these in moderation, of course.
Yeah, they're
especially,
mine.
Yes.
Mine.
Yes, they are. Because they're limited edition anyway. You know, we definitely have to make them last. So. I vow I will not be doing any late night snacking on the Oreos.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I cannot make that promise.
Well, you know, of course, I can't just gift something like that without there being some type of other side to the coin.
Mm.
So I got another flavor of Oreos.
Oh, Jesus.
You thought you were getting off easy because I went to the
Jesus.
Mac and cheese place with the boys. Oh, no.
What the hell is that? Aw, oh, man.
S'mores.
Oh.
Oreos.
Okay, so what y'all don't know is that I don't like marshmallows. Marshmallow, to me, just is not, I don't know, it's a flavor that I automatically associate with just really odd texture.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if it's like marshmallow, like clear liquid flavoring in something. If I taste it, not gonna like it.
Well, we'll see, because you've liked those other Oreos, so we're gonna try our luck at these. Now, last time we had something s'mores flavored, it was the very disappointing s'mores M&Ms, which they still have plenty of on the shelf, mind you.
Yeah, because they're poison.
Yeah, those are not good. But Oreo usually does good work. They have a good group of taste testers and flavor scientists there. So let's go ahead and celebrate the final of a Snackulous Tuesday of Cassidy 2016 with a s'mores Oreo.
Oh, God, help me. Okay, well, I gotta say one thing for sure. The one thing for sure is that it is definitely an interesting looking cookie. It really does look like they properly layered the chocolate and the marshmallow on top of each other so that it really does look like what you would expect a s'more to look like.
Indeed.
Okay, this is not...
Are you ready?
This is looking really marshmallowy.
Let's just, you know, click like a Band-Aid. Come on.
Oh, God. Okay. Right. Okay. I can deal with this.
Wow.
Because it's not marshmallowy.
Right. It's just cream.
That's the thing.
So the flavors that they allege are you have your... graham flavored cookie, mm-hmm. which I can kind of taste the graham. Mm-hmm. You have, of course, the regular filling. They don't really mention what the filling is. They just say s'mores Oreo mm-hmm. and artificially flavored. You got to make sure to have that on the bag so you can, you know. So, yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give s'mores Oreo?
I would actually probably give it an 8.
Wow. And where would you put the blueberry pie Oreo then?
Oh, that's like 15.
Wow. You went above and beyond the scale. Mm-hmm. You went above the 11.
Blueberry pie. Like, seriously, you know, I'm usually like a naturalist.
Yes.
When it comes to my snacks.
Yes. You like them in their purest form.
Oh. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Okay. I do love my refined sugar. I do love my starches. I do love all the garbage. But when it comes to flavors, like things that you, the kinds of flavors that you expect with a certain product, I'm very much a purist at heart. But blueberry pie Oreo kicked the hell out of just regular Oreos.
It is your jam.
To me. I mean, really, it was like it impressed me. It surprised me.
And I'm impressed with these s'mores Oreos as well. So I'm glad that you enjoyed them. And once again, Dee, thank you so much for coming with me on this Snackulous journey.
It's kind of easy when you live with me.
And I'm glad that I do.
And I'm glad that you allowed me to join you in this journey of snacks.
Well, I got
to
remind you that you're married every now and then. You know, I've been trapped in the studio all month, so.
I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a little mini staycation.
I guess.
But then I was like, oh, well, start to miss you.
You got some good fallout in, though. So, thank you again. Thank you again for joining me. And thank you folks for listening. And on to our next segment, where we join the gentleman trying mac and Cheetos at Burger King. Thank you, folks. All right, folks, Snackulous Tuesday. This is Matt Peters here with Aaron J. Amendola and John Craig. We're about to try the mac and Cheetos at Burger King. Pray for us.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes, a real good time.
As Michael Dorn might say, today is a good day to dine. They are definitely neon orange.
Oh yeah, quite odoriferous as well.
I need to document this.
Yes. Wow.
Just want to let it be known that the catchphrase for this delectable food is "Cheese the day."
Cheese the day. That's crafty. Warning contents may be hot.
It's Kraft mac and cheese.
They're definitely warm.
I see what you did there.
Oh, maybe we should have got ranch with this.
You can. Okay. Did you eat one already?
No, not yet. I'm just thinking like ranch might be good.
He's still lining up.
All right.
Cheers,
gentlemen. I've definitely had stranger things in my mouth.
I want you to elaborate, but I kind of don't.
Just gonna let that hang there.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what she done. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's a good way of saying it.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be bad?
I thought it was going to be horrible.
Really?
I was worried that it was going to be real powdery, but I guess they're frying the Cheetos, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm very happy about this. This is great.
Yeah, this is not bad at all.
I'm wondering if I can make a baked version. If I take macaroni and cheese at home and crush up Cheetos, roll them into logs, and then put that in, say, an oven.
I'm sure BuzzFeed already has a recipe up for this.
Any food is better when you make it into logs. Let's be serious.
Cheese, nuts.
Log-shaped food is ideal. I'm going in for another.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not regretting buying a 5-pack.
That's all they have. You're not allowed to make a lesser investment. You're in for a 5 or nothing at all.
I feel like they could have sold a 10-pack and somebody would have bought it.
Yeah, and if you want to double dip, then they make you feel guilty for having to walk up. I'd like one more, please.
They look at you and they just know.
I'm eating a Burger King. I can feel no further shame anyway. It's fine. Aaron, I'm still sad you don't have a crown on your head.
I'm wearing a crown in my soul. I'm eating these cheese. These are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Although, like, it's such a strong flavor that, like, anything I eat after this is going to be very bad in comparison.
So the next step, you have to layer the mac and Cheetos on top of the cheeseburger and then close
it. Good thing I have this Whopper right here.
Yes, that's what's up.
Oh, no.
We have crossed the threshold into...
All right.
Oh.
Pretty plain.
Here we go.
Cheese, ketchup, a little bit of mayo. I'm going to put a little fries on the other side.
This is a suicide mission.
I didn't sign up for this. I kind of did. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
I
kind of
figured
here,
this was going to happen.
This is exactly
I'll get a picture of this so people can see that.
Oh, dude. That's beautiful. Look at that. Look at that.
And I've got my last two to wipe.
Of course,
oh, man.
I'm gonna link to this in the show notes.
Please do. All right. I'm going to go, let's see. I'll go Cheeto Burger End first.
Can you still feel your heart?
They just have an ambulance circling the block in case you know, something goes wrong.
This makes me wish Burger King still delivered. It's fine. It's like when I put macaroni and cheese on a burger. It just adds the Cheeto coating, which keeps it from sliding off the burger, so I guess that's an improvement.
It's kind of like something you'd get at Square Circle.
Yes. Only Burger King.
Only Burger King.
Not like...
There is no Cheeto finger happening with these snacks, though.
That's true. It's a solid piece of mac and Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
So the verdict, I'm going to say it's good.
Yeah.
You should try it.
Yep.
Maybe not live off of it, but give it a shot.
I wouldn't want this with every meal.
Right.
Like, and I would not recommend, like, Cheetoifying your chicken tenders or, like, your Whoppers or anything. But this would replace chicken nuggets in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a bold statement, man.
I mean, maybe not every time, but every once in a while.
Okay.
Says the man who got 10-piece chicken nuggets.
You could get, say, a 5-piece chicken nugget and a side of this and split the difference. I am wondering, I might save one and go get a packet of ranch and see what it tastes like with ranch. Because usually for chicken nuggets, I'm a sweet and sour kind of guy, but I feel like mac and cheese might go better with the ranch instead of sweet and sour.
But how would the Cheetos combine with the ranch?
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, because I've never, like, dipped an actual Cheeto in ranch dressing before. It could work out. I mean, it sounds good on paper. So.
No, it doesn't.
Not really.
It sounds terrible, but I'd try it.
My colon feels confused.
Well, we're going to let your colon figure this out. Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to check on us, come see us tomorrow at the Geek Show if you have tickets. If not, you're going to be disappointed because it's sold out. Hopefully you have tickets and you listen to us tell you to get tickets.
I might not make it at this point. I'm starting to feel it. Everything's slowing to a crawl.
Well, you can send your condolences to @versustheuniverse on Twitter.
Oh, God.
And @JohnnyTwoTone. I'm Matt Peters, for Aaron, for John, saying stay mighty. Eat your Cheetos. Okay, we're back with a special report. Do not get the mac and Cheetos. I repeat,
Do not get the mac and Cheetos. Abort.
Oh, I feel like I ate cement now. I just cannot move.
Must have been like 20 minutes we've been sitting here.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You would think digesting would help allay the pressure. No. No, it's just compounded the pressure. It's expanding in my stomach.
You know how, like, there's a cure for something, but eventually the virus grows stronger and it overtakes the cure? The second mac and Cheeto...
is actually a xenomorph.
Yeah. That's when my body overcame the initial cure.
Oh, man.
The cure was not eating them. But I need more research.
Oh, no, he's going back in!
You're going to finish that?
I ate all five.
I mean, full disclosure, I ate my entire pack, but so I didn't have anything else on the side. One John Craig had a Whopper, fries, drink. Aaron had the nuggets. He had a drink too, right? He had a burger? Oh, wow.
I should have gotten a Whopper Jr. Oof. But I needed to be able to put the cheese things. I can't even use words right now. I put the mac and Cheetos on a burger, and man.
Man, I don't even know what my farts are going to be like.
Wow. That's, yeah.
It's a lot of methane.
Return of the Mac.
This is definitely I'll pick up a five pack and bring them to the show tomorrow.
We want to play Return of the Mac.
We can make Jamie eat them. Return of the Mac.
One second.
That'll be your intro music for tomorrow.
I love it. Yes. You heard it here first, folks.
I got to cue that up.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's a great song.
It is.
That's a pretty good song.
People are going to be wondering why the hell we're playing that Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's cool.
I'll see if I can find a ska cover of it so people will go, at least it's a ska cover. Now it makes sense.
All right, that checks out.
Who's saying Let's Get Married? Meet me at the altar in your lighthouse. That's the only one? I always pair that song with that.
Well, they used to play Return of the Mac at a lot of different weddings, so maybe.
Yeah. That was like one of those ones I was guaranteed to get people to dance, but right. Like when it came on, people were like, "Oh man, this song!" But 30 seconds into it, everyone's like, "Yeah,
it's a groove.
It's a good song. That is a good song."
Yes.
And then he didn't do anything after that. The Mac returned, and then the Mac faded away.
That was it.
That's all he had. I want to know what his reputation was before he returned.
These are unanswered questions.
He was Mac the Knife. That's why. He had to change his last name.
Oh, no. Why are we getting into old musical theater? Why are we doing this?
I thought we were talking about old McDonald's mascots.
Yep.
No.
Mac Tonight.
Yep.
Right. Right.
He got taken away by Big Mac.
He did.
Beloved friend and constable. Ronald McDonald.
Man, Big Cheese put a hit out on him.
You remember that McDonald's video game, Mac and Kids?
Yes.
Or was it just Mac Kids?
It was MC Kids, I think.
MC Kids.
Yeah. That's what I've never heard it said out loud, so we could all be right.
That was a pretty good game.
Yeah. If we're talking about corporate sponsored video games, mm-hmm. Cool Spot.
Cool Spot's great.
That Cool Spot was really good.
It was a lot of fun.
So is...
The Domino Pizzas.
The Noid.
Yeah,
the Noid game is amazing.
Yes.
My favorite one of those, for sentimental value, was Captain Novalin on the Super Nintendo.
What?
Captain Novalin was given out. It's a diabetes game.
Oh, wow.
My brother has diabetes. So he got given this Super Nintendo cartridge by some doctor at some point, and the game was terrible.
Oh, wow.
It was like a side scroller. Like
I love the idea that like there's a doctor who's like, would you like a lollipop or a Super Nintendo game?
And my brother, being a small child, was like, Nintendo game.
Super Nintendo game.
I should have taken the lolly.
I wonder if there were any Game Genie cheats for that game, too. Just like looking up cheat codes for Captain Nova.
I couldn't find any at the time, and I haven't, because I definitely looked. I definitely tried to figure out cheat codes for that.
It was terrible. Infinite anti-diabetes powers.
Extra syringes.
Take away diabetes. Game's over.
Game over. That's it.
What's the final boss?
I don't remember. I don't think I ever really played past the second level.
Now I know why Burger King's flag is at half mast and all tattered.
Damn.
Yeah. Because of these mac and cheese Cheetos. Mac and Cheetos.
I'm serving that the flag is half mast.
It's for our colons.
This is bad.
Oh man.
But again, I think a lot of the cement feeling in my stomach is because I had so many. It's like you don't mix medication and alcohol.
Yeah.
This just don't mix mac and Cheetos with like other items on the board.
That's probably fair.
But I would not equate mac and Cheetos to alcohol.
No.
It's not medication either, but still. Don't take this as medication. They're shaped like pills.
Some doctor named Mario tries to throw one down your throat. Just say no.
He does not have a PhD.
No. No, it's a sham. He's a plumber. How does that compute, man? No. It's a plumber. He put on a lab coat. Somebody called him doctor. He's like, all right, I'm prescribing every medicine now.
Mushroom Kingdom has no laws.
No.
Everything is permitted.
Aren't most of the denizens of the Mushroom Kingdom mushrooms, turtles, or toads? They're all like little animals, right? There's not really many actual humans other than Mario, Luigi.
There are dolls that come to life.
That's true.
There are skeleton people.
Right. Again, so far, no humans.
I mean, Princess Peach.
Right.
But
so
she's
her
also
and Daisy.
Still.
Her and yeah. Daisy. Oh, okay.
And is Daisy really from the Mushroom Kingdom?
I don't know.
So there are cloud people. Because there was, what was the name of the cloud person from Mario RPG?
Oh, Mallow.
Mallow.
Yeah.
What a perfect game.
That was such a great game.
And they had the Axelon Rangers.
I'm just thinking, maybe the Mushroom Kingdom ascribes being a human a higher status. Well, they're from an alternate reality. They must know more than us.
Yeah.
We're just stupid little toad mushroom people.
Well, it's still kind of sad because, like, in the original story, they all got turned into the bricks that you're smashing.
Yeah.
That's just sadistic.
You're killing them.
Yes. For points. And maybe coins.
Well, I want to get those points.
Yeah, you got to get those points. All right, folks, we're going to go because, honestly, we all may just take a nap at this table here. So,
yep.
Thanks again. Beware the Mac and Cheetos. Hi, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Peters. I'm sitting here today with one of my favorite people. The one and only Mr. Steve Furkow. How are you, Steve?
I'm pretty awesome, and I'm honored to be your favorite person, or one of your favorite people.
Right on. Well, I should let our listeners know, Steve and I actually work together at my day job, and I've known him for many years. I won't say how many, because, you know, we're both very confident men about our ages, so we're not going to get too far into that.
I like that.
Yeah, but Steve, I know that you're involved in some amazing adventures around the city, and I just wanted my listeners to get to know you a little bit. For instance, I saw that a couple weeks ago you were hanging out with Spider-Man climbing up a wall. Is that right?
I was. I volunteer for the Respiratory Health Association, and we do the hustle up the Hancock every year. We get to climb 94 floors up the John Hancock Center.
Oh, wow.
Take the stairs 94 floors up the John Hancock Center, and I also volunteered for the last 7 years for an event they call the Plunge, where you get to rappel 27 floors off the Witt Hotel. And you have to promise to raise $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And when you agree to that, they allow you to take the plunge. And I've watched it for 7 years. I have an amazing fear of heights, and the only thing I fear more than heights is ledges.
Oh, wow.
So what the heck are you doing there?
How did they even get you out there, man?
Well, I've watched how it operates, and I've watched the people. There's a group called Over the Edge that does all the technical aspects of it. They're the ones that man the ropes. They're the ones that make sure everybody's safe and everybody gets through this, and they're the ones that train everybody.
Mm.
And I've watched them do that, and as big as my fear of heights and ledges is, the only thing that overcame that was my trust in them.
Ah.
And I did not look down. I did not look around. I was still scared shitless, but I did it, and it was gas.
Yeah, those pictures looked amazing. Yes. Looked like you were having a ball out there, but yeah, this is white knuckling it the whole way down. Huh?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's very cool. I did something similar to that, nothing like on that scale at all, anyway whatsoever. It was my bachelor party. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods with some of my buddies, just on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they have the climbing wall in there, so I did that. You know, and everybody got up, got down, and you know, you have to say climb on, that whole thing, and then when you're about to jump, you have to let them know so they can brace themselves. And so I let the guy below know, hey, I'm coming down. He didn't hear me. And so I'm a husky dude. I'll be the first to admit that. Yeah.
I hope your holder was.
Your eyes are getting wider and wider. But I free fell for like a good like story. And the guy is lifted up off the ground. So there was a little touch and go there for a second. But thankfully, I made it out all right.
Both of us.
Yes, yes. Now, you mentioned that you volunteer with the Respiratory Health Association.
What kind of work do you do with them?
Whatever they want me to do. Okay. By volunteering, I'm also including organizing a team to do the Climb Up the Hustle, which you guys have always been incredible supporters of. We take the stairs 94 floors, and in the past 14 years, my team has raised almost $400,000.
That's incredible.
Especially with the idea that I hate fundraising. I don't like asking people for money.
Oh, yeah.
But with my story and with what we've been through and the people who come out, the story raises money by itself. And that's a very cool thing.
That is the truth. I got to say, just respiratory health is, of course, near and dear to my heart or my lungs, simply because I grew up with asthma. So I know what it's like not to be able to really get that deep breath that you need. Yeah. And that's a scary thing. But you have a very unique story, and I'm hoping that you can maybe share some of that with us.
I have cystic fibrosis. It's a genetic disease. I was born with it, but I wasn't diagnosed till I was 13. All my life, I'd never known what it was like to breathe, much like you with your asthma.
Right.
You're hospitalized every now and then. You get to know medical stuff way too fluently. But you grow up and you live with it and you don't know anything else. Mm-hmm. I got married when I was around almost 30. I told my wife the likelihood of me living 10 years is slim to none. Mm. That I could get a bug that could kill me in 6 months. Well, around the 10-year mark of our marriage, my shit hit the fan. Mm-hmm. And I got into much deeper trouble. And I was listed for a lung transplant. 16 years ago, after we were married about 12 or 13 years, I had a double lung transplant. And my donor was a beautiful 17-year-old girl from Iowa. And in the month before she died, she told her family how strongly she felt about organ donation. I don't know what planted that seed in her mind. But I'm alive because of that. I learned about her about 2 years after I got my lungs. We received a letter from her family. Her parents were open to meeting us. So my wife and I, a year later, went out and met them. Her mom connected me with dozens of her girlfriends and volleyball teammates. Mm-hmm. Every year they come out and do the hustle up the Hancock with me. To honor their friend and my hero. And what's even crazier is after 12 years with her lungs, the drugs gradually destroyed my kidneys. Mm-hmm. And one of Carrie, my donor's name was Carrie. One of Carrie's girlfriends, when she heard that my kidneys were failing, her hand was up in a heartbeat, and she offered to give me one of hers.
Oh, wow.
And 4 years ago, I received a kidney from a beautiful Iowa girl named Alex. And she was one of Carrie's close friends and neighbors and volleyball teammates. And so now I breathe with girls' lungs and I pee with a girl's kidney. And that's also how I got into donuts.
Wow. Okay. Ironically. That is quite a segue, Steve, but thank you.
Sure. What's kind of crazy is I have a good friend who suggested that we get together for coffee, and I said, yeah, and cupcakes. And I got a note back from him saying, dude, cupcakes are so 2008. We need donuts.
Yes.
And it was about the time that the fancy donut shops were kind of blossoming. There was Donut Vault. Stans wasn't in town yet. Glazed and Infused was starting. Mm-hmm. When I got my kidney transplant, the only thing that was on my bucket post-kidney transplant 4 years ago was to go to Donut Vault and get a donut. And the worst part about that was that seed was planted by a coworker, Celeste.
Ah.
Celeste sent me a link to Donut Vault after she heard me talking about donuts. Mm-hmm. I had to look it up and say, oh my God, I need to go to this place. So the week after I got my kidney, we had to walk probably a couple times a week to, there's a University of Chicago clinic on Huron and Michigan. Mm-hmm. Right on the way is Donut Vault.
Perfect.
So I'd stop at Donut Vault, get a donut, and then every once in a while I'd get a call back from the clinic about 2 hours after I get my blood drawn and say, are you aware how high your blood sugar is right now? Well, yeah. So I learned how to gauge my insulin with my donuts much more quickly then.
That is incredible, Steve. So the world is dying to know, out of all the shops in Chicago, who makes your favorite donut?
I would have to say that would be Do Right Donuts.
Ah, Do Right.
I fell in love with Donut Vault, and they were my virgin donut experience.
Okay.
And I would have told you in a heartbeat for the next 6 months that no one would ever make a donut better than Donut Vault. I love Glazed. Glazed is fun. Glazed has crazy colors. And I'm attracted to colors and sprinkles and, you know, and like I'm a bad kid in the candy shop, especially with the diabetes. But Glaze makes the funnest donuts. In my mind, Do Right makes the best donuts. However, I have not been to Dat Donut. And I've heard very good things about them.
As have I. I don't think I've made it out there either.
And there's also old-fashioned donuts or something farther south than that donut.
Right.
I have to try those.
There's Fire Cakes. Have you checked them out?
Fire Cakes is awesome. Fire Cakes also makes a very fun donut. I would say in order from like a quality standpoint, mm-hmm. I would rank them as Do Right, Donut Vault, Fire Cakes, Fire Cakes, Stands, then Glazed. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Dink. I've had a Dinkles donut.
I think I provided that Dinkles donut.
I think you did.
Yes.
I don't have a good appreciation for them yet.
Okay. I always go with the simple chocolate. Like wherever I go. So that's like, to me, the measuring stick is that Dinkles chocolate donut.
Yeah,
so,
see, I go with the old fashioned because I want to Do Right. It's like you could tell they were fried.
Yeah.
They're greasy and crunchy. They're soft on the inside. They're glazed just right. But I agree with you on the chocolate donut front. Those are a good way to grade any donut place. And I think you might have gotten me a chocolate Dinkles donut.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And that really made me want to try them more. I've also got a good friend in a folk group called the Sons of the Never Wrong. She always yells at me about Dinkles as well. So there's multiple reasons I need to try them. And Westtown Bakery makes like amazing doissants, or the old, they're not allowed to call them cronuts because the guy in New York cut them off.
Right.
But they make pretty amazing little. But I think Dinkles and Westtown, they're more bakeries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they've got experience with much more than donuts. So they make a damn good donut.
That's true. So. Dinkles is Punsky Central in Lakeview. So,
yeah,
that's their specialty. I just got hooked on those chocolate donuts. And then Beavers, Beavers is coming up,
I forgot about them.
Yeah.
They've actually been around a long time. They're in the French Market. They have a truck.
Yes.
And I kind of find that the ones in the truck are just as good as the one in the French Market.
I agree. I've had the ones from the truck most recently, and their staff is great, too. They're always just so happy. Of course you're happy. You're working with donuts all day.
Yeah.
Can't help it, right?
That's my goal.
All right, Steve. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. Thank you for sharing your time. I'm going to put a link to your page in the show notes so people can check out the full story.
Thank you.
And, by all means, in Steve's honor, have a donut.
And sign your life away after life.
Right.
Sign your donor card.
Yes.
Register to be an organ donor. So that years and years and years and years from now, someone will think that you're a hero. Like, I think my two donors are heroes.
I can't say any better than that. Thank you so much for joining me, Steve. Folks, I'm Matt Peters on behalf of Steve Furkow saying stay mighty.